Welcome to the kindness and compassion practice for yourself and others. So settling yourself as comfortably as you can, wherever you are, lying down, sitting on a chair or a cushion. And inviting your attention to come into this moment as fully as possible. And you may like to spend a moment just taking in the sounds around you. Sounds in your body, sounds in the room, sounds outside, allowing sound to come to you. And taking in the sense of the place that you're in, the feeling of the location, the temperature, the sense of either being alone or having other people around you in proximity. And coming into your body with your feet in contact with the ground or your knees in contact with the ground. Your body sitting in this particular position or lying. And your breath in the belly and the chest. And if you find your attention calling to you from other things, just ever so gently and kindly inviting it back into these physical sensations as they keep arising. This environment as it keeps manifesting to you. And knowing that if at any point this practice becomes difficult for you or it becomes wiser for you to be doing something else, then knowing that you can always come back to these sensations of your feet or your breath. You can always choose to adapt the practice in a different way that works better for you. Or you can always choose to stop the practice. Either to take a breather or to stop completely. So knowing that we can trust ourselves and that responding to what is best for us in any one moment is going to be the wisest thing. And the invitation now, if you choose to, is to incline your attention towards something or someone that helps you connect with a sense of compassion, sensitivity, warmth, friendliness. So there might be somebody that you can think of who embodies these qualities, who you could bring to mind, somebody you know or somebody you've heard of. There might be some event that captures a quality of tenderness and warmth for you that you could bring to mind. It might be helpful to put a hand on the heart to get a tangible sense of warmth and connection. Or it may be enough simply to perhaps focus on the heart area, simply to bring to mind this quality of warmth and compassion. And remember that as we're inviting ourselves to do this, we're not after any particular outcome. We're making an invitation to ourselves, and we're allowing our experience then to be whatever it is. And with this quality of warmth, this tone of compassion, the invitation now is to start to offer yourself what you might need. And you may like to use words such as, may I be happy and free from suffering. Or you may like to adapt those words. Or you may prefer not to use too many words or any words, and to simply hold your experience with a sense of warmth and kindness and compassion. And perhaps just to use one of those words, if that helps. And again, we're not trying to achieve anything or get anywhere with this. We're simply inviting ourselves to connect with this heartfelt intention for our own well-being. And if something is particularly difficult for you at the moment, you may want to place more emphasis on the compassion side. May I be free from suffering. Or it may feel more appropriate for you to emphasize the wish for happiness. May I be happy. And just seeing what it feels like to make this heartfelt wish, this intention, and seeing if we can be with whatever arises when we make that intention. May I be happy. May I be free from suffering. May I hold my experience with compassion. And staying with connected with the body as we do this, feeling this into the body. And when you're ready, inviting now somebody else to come to mind, perhaps somebody that you're fond of, or somebody that you know who's going through a very hard time. And again, directing the same sense of heartfelt tenderness to this person. Sensitivity and the wish that they too may be happy and free from suffering. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And if you find you're still dotting between different people, just seeing if you can allow yourself to settle on somebody now. Bringing them as clearly as you can into your mind's eye, seeing their face. Holding them in your experience with compassion. Sending them what they need. And again, remembering we're not trying to get any outcome in particular. We might find this easy, we might find this difficult. It's all just our experience, which is just fine as it is. Just allowing our experience to be what it is. As best we can. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And then, if you choose to, adding other people to those to whom you're sending love and compassion. You may find that other people spontaneously come to mind. Or you may like to select the people who you live with, people in your street, people you know in other contexts. This may include people who you like, people you don't really know, and people you perhaps have some difficulty with. Just seeing what it might be like to send this wish that they all are happy and free from suffering. And just noticing what that is like to make that intention. And being sure to include ourselves in the wish that all beings are happy and free from suffering. All beings that we know, that we don't know. And noticing how it is to extend this wish to a vast intention like this. And then finally, letting go of any particular object of your compassion. And just resting in your experience, just as it is, without having to do anything, create anything. Without having to be anyone or anything. Just being your experience as it arises.